But first, we always like to check in with our old buddy, Jesse the Usher. He's our favorite octogenarian. He works most of the big events around here. He's the head usher out at the Death Star for Cowboys games, and he works all the big events at the AAC. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
You're going to have to speak up a little bit.
Yeah, I said, hi, Jesse. How's it going?
Oh, yeah, about last week or so.
No, maybe turn up your hearing aid a little bit so you can hear us.
Okay, hold on a second now.
Gosh.
Hello?
Hi,
yeah,
Jesse.
That's a little
there
better.
You are. I can hear you nice and clear and loud now.
Well, how are you?
Well, I'm doing all right for someone my age, of course.
Good to hear your voice again. We hadn't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, my doctor says that I have the body of a 50-year-old man.
Wow,
man.
I'm close to 40 years older than that, so that's pretty good right there.
Yeah, I'd take that.
I'm still out there ushering.
Oh, yeah? Where you been working?
Well, I was out there at Cowboy Stadium for that game that they had recently on the television set.
The Eagles game?
Yeah, the Eagles game. I was there, and boy, I tell you, that was some sort of football contest, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good
I
one.
Almost lost my job though during that game.
How?
Well, I accidentally opened the roof before the game, and of course, it takes so long to close a damn thing. I had to leave it open. But I had, I didn't have my readers on, and I hit the wrong switch. I was just trying to turn on a light in the broom closet, and accidentally hit the sunroof.
Wow,
that's where the button is.
Yeah, Jerry was mad, but he forgave me because of my age.
Oh, okay. Well, that was nice.
But this is a team that's in disarray right now.
I don't think so.
No.
I think they're all together now.
Well, on the field, they look good. Mm-hmm. Well, see, you don't see what I see.
What do you see?
Well, I see all the team dissension in the background, you see.
Hmm.
Like what?
Well, Tony Romo is hopping mad about this, whoever that half and half from Mississippi State is kind of half, you know, college enthusiasm, half pro-level talent. And that's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's yeah. Dak Prescott is who you're talking about.
Yeah, Dak Prescott, that's yeah. His name.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the tunnel, and I heard Tony Romo cussing up a storm, and he was saying something by Dak Prescott, and I look over and I see him throw Jason Witten's up against the wall there in the tunnel and say, if you ever say the name Dak Prescott again, I'm going to cut off the remaining four hairs on your head.
That's quite a threat.
I don't think he would say, and it's Witten, by the way, it's not Witten's.
And, boy, howdy, I tell you, this is a divided locker room.
Well, it's hard to believe.
I watched Tony during halftime pull a knife on Sean Lee for shaking Dak's hand.
He did not.
But, boy, that Jones family, they sure do like that Dak Prescott.
Do they? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was up near their suite, and after Dak scored that first touchdown, I've never seen so many pelvic thrusts and fist pumps.
Yeah, they were happy.
And the language, oh, my goodness, the language and celebration was unbelievable. I mean, it'd make people from Arkansas blush. But then when I was down on near the sidelines, when Dak threw that interception, I never looked over at Tony, and I never seen so many pelvic thrusts and fist pumps.
He was not celebrating a Dak interception.
He was very excited about that interception.
I don't know about that.
But I've been ushering there for the game, but I've been spending so much time out there stumping for Trumps.
You are?
Stumping for Trumps.
Yeah, I got me a high mesh cap with a rope across the front of us and Make America Great Again.
Okay, we know who you're voting for.
And I think Trump is going to make America great again. I don't think we've been great since about the time I was running bayonets through every German I bumped into.
Yes, well, thank you for your service in World War II, and well, maybe your guy will win next week.
I think he is, and I tell you, I've almost lost my Mavericks gigs for supporting Trump's because and I tell you what, he's in the pocket of them Clintons.
Yeah, he likes Hillary.
Yeah, and I said we were having a meal there at the AAC, and I said to Cuba, and I said, why you want to support that bitch Hillary?
Oh, no, Jesse.
Oh, my gosh,
Cuba
Jesse.
Comes across the table at me and takes a swing and knocks my dentures about halfway to next week.
Well, man, you shouldn't be using language like that, but he shouldn't be doing that.
Well, hey, call a bitch a bitch.
That's hey, Jesse, hey, we're on the air, hey. Jesse.
We are now?
Yeah, yes. We are.
All right, I've been taking a few personal days off from ushering to go see that World Series.
Oh, yeah? You got an interest in that?
Oh, yeah. I was, I'm a big Cubbies fan, and I was there in 45 when the Cubbies won the series last time.
Uh-huh.
Lost to the Tigers in 7 games, sure enough. And
yeah.
Now we're going 7 games again.
How about that?
How about that? Let's play two.
Well, they just have to play one tonight, and we'll see what happens.
What's right now?
There's just one game left in the series, game 7.
I can't hear a word you say.
I'm just going to hang
well,
up.
Well, he gave
on
up in a hurry.
All right, that's Jesse, the usher.